KXOK's thought for today.
People who live the fastest are first to reach the finish line. Read a lot of meaning into that one sent in by Linda Sue Powell of 7614 A South Broadway, St. Louis 11, Missouri. You too can earn a dollar from KXOK's thought for today. Put down a postcard, mail it to us. We use it on the air, mail you a check.
KXOK is a Storrs radio station. KXOK is a member of a chain of radio stations, including stations in Minneapolis, St. Paul, Oklahoma City, Kansas City, New Orleans, and Miami. A Storrs radio station is as modern as tomorrow and serves its listeners with news, entertainment, public service programming, and special services. You're in tune with modern radio, KXOK, a Storrs station. When traveling to Minneapolis, St. Paul, we invite you to listen to WDGY. 11:30 on your radio dial. Another Storrs radio station.
1 hour from now, the U.S. bonds on the Ken Reed Show with You Know What. Here is Etta James and Fool That I Am. At 9 minutes till 2 o'clock, the news is forthcoming, of course. Etta James, sing it.
Fool That I Am.
The pastel sounds of Fool That I Am. Etta James on KXOK with that hit.
The double. It's wild. It's wacky. It's Danny Kaye as you love him most and enjoy him best. See Danny Kaye in On the Double. On the Double. Panavision and exciting Technicolor.
On the Double starts tomorrow at the cool St. Louis Theater. Continuous matinees daily. Musical selections heard on KXOK can be purchased at Music City Grand in Washington, Midtown, St. Louis. I've got it planned this way, Stuff. We'll all gather together on the other side of news, way over there, with Brenda Lee and Dum Dum. And then we'll be grooving it up with Joe Berry and Ricky Nelson and Donnie and the Dreamers. The Belmonts will be here, along with the Marcells and Benjamin King and Martin, many others. Stay tuned. This is Ken Reed. I play more music per hour than any disc jockey in the world.
This is Bob Lynn, and I have news for you. First news first. From the KXOK News Terminal, news live at 55.
KXOK News Alive at 1:55. Radio Park temperature 82 degrees. It's 80 at the airport. The weather outlook clear to partly cloudy. Chance of an isolated shower or thundershower late this afternoon or tonight. Listen carefully. Within 15 minutes of this news broadcast, KXOK will test your news IQ, and you may win KXOK cash in a flash.
Life savers.
Two St. Louis police officers saved the life of a choking 3-year-old girl late this morning. The girl, Janet Jackson, was choking on a piece of carrot at her home at 2349 Division. Patrolman Robert Trukin and Curtis Morrison, nearest to the scene when the call for help went out, sized up the situation and began artificial respiration. They kept it up all the way to City Hospital, where little Janet Jackson is reported in serious condition but recovering. A special bipartisan state senatorial redistricting commission in Jefferson City has agreed on a compromise plan for realigning the state's 34 senatorial districts. Both Republicans and Democrats say the plan doesn't entirely suit them, but it beats the alternative, which would have been at-large elections in 1962 for all 34 seats. Under it, the lineup, 24 almost surely Democratic districts, half a dozen Republican, two that could go either way. Washington. A Civil Aeronautics Board examiner today recommended approval of Ozark Airlines' request to serve Mount Vernon, Illinois on its St. Louis to Mattoon run. Spending. The Missouri Highway Commission reported today that it spent nearly $137 million in the just-ended fiscal year on improving 2,100 miles of Missouri road. Most of it went into the 88 miles on the interstate system, which costs nearly $1 million a mile. Jefferson City. Missouri's Governor John Dalton vetoed 3 more bills today. That makes 13 that he has killed since the legislature went home. Nothing of major significance today. One of the 3 he vetoed would have required permits for cemetery lot and casket salesmen. Another would have legalized Quaker marriages. A third would have given a raise to the St. Louis Circuit Court's criminal clerk. Fatal fall. A 58-year-old St. Louisan who fell 35 feet to a concrete floor while working on a St. Louis County construction project yesterday died today at County Hospital. He was Albert Thomas, 4802 Washington.
Strike boom.
Spokesmen for 72 recently unionized City of Kirkwood employees say the 72 are ready to walk out tomorrow unless they get to meet with the city council tonight. The city has said and still says that anyone who goes on strike will be fired.
Berlin.
The State Department has accused East Germany's Red Regime of violating religious liberty. It also says the communists are trying to split the Evangelical Church of Germany between East and West. That is Germany's largest Protestant church. Assistant Senate Democratic Leader Hubert Humphrey said today that Russia has been hard hit by food shortages and is not ready to go to war over Berlin. In contrast, the Minnesota senator says the moral, economic, political, and military strength of the West is overwhelming. Senator Humphrey just returned to Washington after a visit to Berlin.
Adenauer.
West Germany's Chancellor Konrad Adenauer again has turned down Russian proposals for talks on the Berlin crisis, emphasizing that a settlement has to be based on self-determination of all German people. Adenauer, just ending a two-day visit to West Berlin, says the increased flow of refugees from behind the Iron Curtain proves to him that conditions have become unbearable there.
Disarmament.
The top presidential disarmament advisor has been given instructions for another round of talks with Russia on setting up an international disarmament conference this summer. The president conferred with U.S. Disarmament Chief John McCloy. Talks begin in Moscow Monday toward working out an arrangement for a new East-West meeting.
Washington.
3 days of talks between President Kennedy and President Ayub Khan of Pakistan have been described by both as very good and interesting. Ayub, concluding his visits with the president, invited him to visit Pakistan. Results of the discussions haven't been made public yet, will be later this afternoon.
Hoffa.
The government's mail fraud case against Teamster President Jimmy Hoffa and two other men has been thrown out of federal court in Orlando, Florida. However, Attorney General Kennedy says the court's decision can be appealed or the charges can be submitted to a new grand jury. The dismissal was based on a defense contention that the grand jury was selected improperly. It does not involve the merits of the charges.
Eichmann.
Adolf Eichmann admitted today that he was the man who gave the orders for SS officers to deport Jews to death camps. However, the former Gestapo officer refused again to admit before an Israeli court that any Nazi who killed Jews is a criminal.
New York.
A jury in the spy trial of Dr. Robert Soblin has begun deliberation, a 61-year-old psychiatrist accused of conspiring to give secret information to the Soviet Union.
Writers.
Four self-styled freedom writers, one of them a young St. Louis schoolteacher, have been freed from jail in Little Rock after promising to get out of the state. A judge had told them he'd suspend their fines and jail sentences if they'd quit the state without making further bus station segregation tests. The four at first decided that they would leave Arkansas, then changed their minds, decided they would stay in jail, and now they've changed back again. They're coming back to St. Louis from whence they left Monday morning. The weather for St. Louis, Bridgeton, and St. Charles, clear to partly cloudy through tomorrow. Chance of an isolated shower or thunder shower late this afternoon or tonight. Little change in the temperature. A little cooler tomorrow. High this afternoon in the mid-80s. Tomorrow, about 80. Right now at the airport, 80 degrees. At KXOK, at
82 degrees.
That's news alive at 1:55 from KXOK, St. Louis, Missouri. Bob Lynn reporting. At the tone, KXOK time, 2 o'clock.